He's RSN's AFL editor, Mark Stevens.
Mark Stevens, the AFL editor, is in the house because there is plenty of AFL news and we need to find some weekend winners. The round, of course, starting tonight. But some big breaking news, re the Pies, Steve-O.
Yeah, after your breaking news with the middle name of Brian, which I'm still shocked at. I'm an Andrew, but I reckon Brian, if you had to pick the daggiest name to have, it's right up there. I had an Uncle Brian, an Uncle Bert. That's sort of right up
Uncle
there.
Uncle Bert. Brian's better than Bert.
Oh, I'm not sure. But I know a guy called Brian Tate. He changed his name to Jamie, and you can see why. So it's still Brian on his license, but he rolls with Jamie.
Look, I've got to be honest. Brian is better than Julian.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Julian. Matt doesn't look anything like a Julian. No. What's he look like?
Have you got a middle name, Mikey?
Yep, my name's Stephen.
Oh, what a terrible name!
Boring.
Well, I'm named after my first name, named after my dad's dad, and my middle name is my mum's dad.
Okay. That's
well, you like Stephen, don't you?
I hate being called Stephen. Yeah. The guy down at the cafe calls me that too. I've copped it for years. Yeah.
There we go. What's Mason Cox's middle name?
Should be an American type of name. It might be, what's it, Homer? Maybe. But the American Pie was in a bit of trouble. He copped a knock against Port Adelaide. It was quite innocuous, came off. I thought it was just a bruised rib. He trained yesterday, which he and then he's come up a bit sore. So he has what's called a hematoma, which basically means bleeding around the rib. My mail is he could miss up to a month. So he's definitely out tomorrow night against Richmond. Let's take a listen to Mason Cox this morning.
No, I've had a bit of an injury, so out for the Friday night match against Richmond. Bit of hematoma in the rib. Internal bleeding on inside that rib. Yeah, it's real painful. I was dumb enough to go train yesterday because I didn't realise it. And then I came off the track and I was like, I feel like something's still a bit off.
So, a couple of weeks maybe?
Yeah, you got to be careful with those. It could be up to a month. On doctor's orders, he needs more scans, obviously. So, that'll be bit of a blow to Collingwood. He's been playing good footy, Mason Cox, teaming up with Darcy Cameron, the two ruckmen. So they're going to have to, Dan McStay will probably have to now do some ruck work. So, and Myercheck's also in doubt with
finger. What's the mail with Myercheck?
Well, I reckon he'll miss. He had a dislocated finger that sort of pierced the skin, so that hasn't really healed properly at this stage. So, yeah, both the Pies and your Tigers will be depleted.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Richmond's got three big outs and they've been friendless. They're at the $3.10 now. The Pies are $1.38. The line's 16.5. So does the Myercheck Cox sway the pendulum at all, or are Collingwood just going to be too strong?
No, I think it does. I think it's a danger game to, for Richmond to be 3.10 in this era with the powerhouse club that they've been at the MCG on a Friday night, that's good value. They very rarely lose these big games Friday night, so Collingwood will have to be at their best.
They love
what's
these
the
games
line
when,
at the tab?
When the back's against the wall. It's 16.5.
Yeah, a wettish night, I think that they could cover that at the least.
They've just looked immaculate, though, Collingwood. They're running their pressure. Mm. Richmond should have beat them last year in a big close game as well. So.
Remember, Cox has got a habit of doing it against the Tigers.
I can't remember that.
That was extraordinary. But also, a big game tonight, too. First of all, the Dogs versus the Lions.
$1.58 Lions, $2.40 the Doggies. The line is 9.5.
Dogs have come in a bit just recently. I know there have been some really heavy talks out at the Kennel. It's been a big week of soul-searching, players getting together and talking, coaches talking separately. So now they have to go out and deliver on that promise, I suppose. But going into the season, the Dogs would have started this game as a favourite.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only the last 2 weeks, but it's been a good sample. So that they'll need to lift for sure. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Josh Dunkley, who goes to him at the start of the game. Do they waste much time on that? But I reckon he'll be booed pretty loudly. But that's a good thing for footy. A lot of people don't like it. I mean, Gil McLaughlin's come out and said it. Other people have said perhaps we shouldn't boo. Tuke Miller said we shouldn't boo Jack Bowes when he comes up. It's a part of footy. People have their stresses in life and they pay their membership. They should be allowed to let out a bit of steam. And it's mainly in fun anyway.
Mm.
So he's going to cop it tonight. There's no doubt the Dogs fans will be up and
will
about.
Will you be booing?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'll be in the president's area, so you've got to sort of keep yourself nice. I'm not like Mikey, who in the outer, who gets himself into blues and these sort of things. So we'll be taming it down. I won't be booing. I have been known to boo umpires. I think it's fair game. It's part of footy. It's always been part of the game. I think the best booers in the comp of West Coast, if you tune in, like, gee, can't they get angry over there, the supporters, on a Sunday twilight game. They really get into the umpires. So, no, I think the Dogs are a chance to cover the line at least. I think they'll start well. Can they maintain it? Because the Lions have got a pretty good list, haven't they, on paper?
Yeah, well, they were back in form, weren't they? It'll be, you'll know within the first 10 minutes, won't you, tonight, of the Doggies.
Yeah, they need to start well. The last 2 weeks have started poorly. Saints kicked 2 goals in the first 2 minutes, and that set the tone last week. The week before, pretty average against Melbourne in the first quarter. So Bevo needs to rev them up. They need to get the first couple of goals, and then I think it's game on. But you'll know in 10 minutes. It's one of those games.
Any other team news before we go through the game by games?
Well, you mentioned that there's 3 out at Richmond, so there's actually 4. So Broad, 4 weeks. Jaden Short with a calf, and Hopper with a knee.
Plus
Jacob
Dusty.
Hopper. Plus Dusty. So that's a real concern at the moment. Not a lot of other team news. The only other watch, I reckon, is Jeremy Cameron, whether he plays for Geelong. Chris Scott's going to be talking today.
And,
so he's got a baby due plus a rib.
I was going to say, the baby was almost due round 1.
So if you've got a baby due so close, do you fly to the Gold Coast to say, hang on, I might just hang
Especially
back.
If the rib's a bit dodgy.
Yeah, so he'd be a chance to miss as well. So that'd be a blow to Geelong. You'd be hanging back for the birth of your child if you think that's imminent. But we've been waiting a while, haven't we? It's been an ongoing yarn, that one.
Now, did I hear correctly that you are tipping Gold Coast to beat Collingwood? To beat Geelong?
I think it's a chance. In fact, for the value, what a Gold Coast,
$3? $3?
Yep, I think that's value.
$3?
Yeah.
He's gone mad, hasn't he?
No, well, I think they're up there. If it's a bit greasy, they can get a run on. It's a Swallows 200th. They should have beaten Essendon last week. They're unpredictable. If Geelong are off 5%, they could get rolled.
Line's 16.5.
Mikey?
I'm with you. I think if Cameron misses, that swings.
Yeah, if Cameron misses, it gives them an opportunity.
Hawkins looks a bit sore and underdone.
There's no way the pie, like Geelong, going 0-3.
It could happen. It's not easy. I don't think beating
the
Gold
reigning
Coast,
premiers.
Yeah, at Heritage Bank Stadium, as they call it. Now, it's never easy there to put them away.
I'll have to get you to do some research. The last time a reigning premier was zipping 3.
Be a long time.
Something for the Swamp.
Yeah, Swamp Man.
Swamp will know that.
Yep.
So, you're tipping Gold Coast to beat Geelong. Rightio, that's a big one. Any other snippets?
There's a bit else around. Gil McLaughlin spoke yesterday about a few issues in footy. So, they'll make a call on the Twilight Grand Final, I reckon, in a couple of weeks. So, it's heading towards a 4:40 start. The other one's Eddie McGuire's pushing this strongly. And Gil McLaughlin spoke at a conference yesterday to putting a chip in the footy, a microchip. That'll allow us to tell the exact position of the footy inside the post, when did it go out of bounds, and we'll know in real time. So apparently it's big in other sports. Mikey, do they put a chip in a basketball or a soccer?
I don't think so, no. Soccer, I'm not sure. Basketball, they wouldn't need to.
So they're testing it out whether it affects the weight of the ball, but I would have thought being a microchip, it shouldn't add too much difference to the trajectory of the Sharon. So it's being tested at the moment.
I think if it doesn't affect the ball, doesn't affect the flight or the weight, what's wrong with it? Especially if you can get definitive answers on some conjecture or controversial goal decisions.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'm with that. I think we need to get that right. And I still scratch the head over the North v Frio incident. I'm not sure that was the right decision. But we roll on. The AFL are never wrong. And we just have to live with it.
SMS here coming through. Steve-O, what did you think of Caroline Wilson and her comments about Clarko?
Yeah, I rate Caro. I think she's a fantastic journo, but that was way off the mark. We want more passion and energy in footy. So what if he's down there? What do you think of the NBA coaches or Brian Gorgian, the way he carries on? I love that. So good luck to Clarko. And it wouldn't have mattered if they'd lost. She said that he looked a deal if they'd lost. Who cares? He's in the moment. And he's up and about, just like Mikey is in row C or wherever he sits with all these moron Carlton fans.
All right, let's go through
it's
the
not
tips.
Funny,
it's maybe it's not funny, but it's true. Let's go through the tips. Doggies Brisbane. You can join us here, Mikey. Doggies Brisbane.
I started the week Brisbane. I'm switching now. I think the Dogs
what?
Just
no chance. Brisbane.
Yeah. All right, to cover the line.
Moral.
All right.
Moral.
Collingwood, Richmond.
Collingwood will win. Richmond to cover the line.
Okay, so Collingwood by less than 16.5.
Agree,
Mikey,
with Steve-O there.
Collingwood by less than 16.5. Okay. I'm with Brisbane, and as much as I'd love to see the Tigers win, I think Collingwood will win. Hawthorn, North Melbourne. Hawthorn 2.50, North Melbourne $1.53.
The line?
Line is 8.5.
I've just got a funny feeling about Hawthorn this week. I'm not sure. North are probably pretty happy with where they're at, all the publicity. Sam Mitchell's a really competitive beast, but I still think North just...
You were building up for a Hawthorn selection
line.
There.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it in the end. Because North Melbourne, believe it or not, I think the stat was they were the fifth or sixth most experienced team in the comp. How's this, Michael? They were more experienced than Freo.
It's pretty
so
crazy.
So there's no excuses for North, really. Well, I mean it's nonsense that they're
seen
a
young side. If seen is believing... North Melbourne will win.
Yep.
So $1.53 is probably not a bad price.
It's okay. Down in Tassie, though. It's at Launceston. Where
what's the weather down there on Sunday?
Well, it won't be great. It's never nice down there, really, for footy.
Hello to all our lovely Tassie.
No, for footy. From a footy perspective, okay. It's always windy and a bit cold.
You didn't get a gig down to Tassie, did you?
I've been there a lot.
Have you got somewhere to be?
Robert Groneweg, and the head of the stadium, not happy with what I said.
Right. Is that Captain?
The captain.
Okay,
he took over a plane.
Let's go to St Kilda Essendon. This is an interesting market here. The Saints are $1.74. The Bombers are $2.10. The Saints, the line's at 3.5.
Yeah, I like Essendon. St Kilda. They've been more impressive.
They have been.
Yeah. So Essendon, they've beaten Hawthorn, who have been terrible, and Gold Coast have shot themselves in the foot. So I'm with St Kilda.
So you're a true believer of the Saints because we were all questioning them before the season.
Yeah, the coach, the way they're playing, Jack Steele's a big loss.
That's a big loss.
But they've just got it going. They've got their mojo up.
Mikey?
Yeah, I think St Kilda will strangle what Essendon will want to do. But Stringer's back, isn't he, Steve-O?
Potentially. Yeah, I think he will be back.
Yeah, Saints still.
Now, this is another one where I can't believe the market. Port Adelaide $1.38, Adelaide $3.10. I'll be back in Adelaide with the line, plus 15.5.
Yeah, I don't think Port are going as well as people think. Brisbane just had a terrible off day. And Adelaide have been dangerous in games. They've probably been...
Well, I thought they were going to run over Richmond last week. That third quarter, they were untouchable. So
and they're well ahead of GWS in round one. That'll be close. I think they'll cover the line too. Weird things happen in showdowns.
Yep.
What do you think of the fact that Fox Footy haven't got any commentators going for a showdown that's being called from Melbourne?
That's strange.
Why is it sort of happening more and more.
Is that Sunday? Saturday? No? I don't know. Maybe it's... I was wondering if the Grand Prix...
They don't
had
travel.
Any, I was
they're
wondering
not
if the Grand Prix had any factor there.
So they're doing it off TV most of the time.
I'll tell you what
is
interesting and what is very poor... placement is the fact that the Sunday game is coinciding with the Grand Prix. Why couldn't you have made the Sunday match a twilight match?
The AFL doesn't move for anything. They're the biggest.
Yeah, but it's going to cost them eyeballs.
Yep.
Because I'll be watching a Grand Prix. I won't be watching. Who's playing at that Sunday time? Where are we here?
So the Sunday game is Melbourne, Sydney.
Yeah, Melbourne, Sydney.
I'll be watching Melbourne-Sydney.
Melbourne-Sydney, you would have got... Well, I'll be on a plane, actually, going to Sydney. Melbourne-Sydney, you would have got so many more viewers if you put that as starting at 6 o'clock after the Grand Prix.
What happens, you've got the Derby over there starting at 5:20 in Perth, which is a big game. I don't think it'll affect the crowd.
Or at least... You could have at least... Why couldn't you have started at an hour? Anyway, I reckon they could have done it a bit better, but it's smack bang at the start of the Grand Prix.
It is. So there'll be a ratings fight, I suppose, but footy fans will still be watching, but wonder which will rate better. Surely the Grand Prix
will rate better.
But the footy's the footy.
Grand Prix will rate better. I'll have a bet with you any amount of money right now.
Yeah, because it's a one-off. People get excited by it.
Yeah.
No, you're right. So Melbourne fans won't be interrupted. It's not a Range Rover rally or anything, so... The Formula One really won't affect the Melbourne crowd.
What are we up to? I've lost track. GWS Carlton. Oh, Mikey.
I sense danger. I know I've used the term danger a lot. This is a danger game for Carlton with GWS at home. The Blues should get over the line.
How's it a danger game?
Well, they've had a couple of big games, probably.
But they're one and they're one draw and one loss. Yeah, one win, sorry.
But you
so if they probably, lose it, it's not the end of the season for Carlton. So it's not really a danger game.
No, but you're favoured. A danger game for me is one where you're favoured.
Where
you
should
get upset.
You're expected to win and you don't.
I like GWS in this one at the line.
The line's 10.5.
Yep, they'll cover the line. Toby Green will probably kick 6 and it'll be tough.
Carlton will win that and cover the line.
And cover the line.
They went up there last
year.
Kelly
and Whitfield
beat them by 30.
Yeah, Kelly and Whitfield back. I just fear the Carlton because they haven't won for so long. They've had a win and just hopefully they haven't got ahead of themselves.
They won last week, Steve-o.
No, they've had a win. You've had a win, but it'd been a while. So you celebrated that one. There was sort of lapse of honour and everything because it'd been a while, Mikey. So
I'll have a bet with you that I'll win by 4 goals.
I'll take that.
Right, okay. You're on. So what's the bet?
Slab of European beer.
European?
Yeah.
Like
slab
what?
Of Vic.
We might do Mythos, the Greek one, for Mikey. It's not a bad drop.
I'm a CUB operator.
Mark Hunter likes the Mythos, I
Does
tell
he?
You. Jeez.
Really?
Can you go on that?
Just memories of old footy trips.
No, with a lunch about 2 years ago, anyway. Hopefully
at a Greek establishment.
Greek restaurant, yeah.
Okay. So. Right. We've touched on St Kilda Essendon. You're a Saints man.
Yes, Saints man. And I said Carlton just. And what else have we got?
Port Adelaide, Adelaide. The line, as I'm on Adelaide at the line. The line's 15.5. Mikey?
Yeah, I'm with you. Adelaide at the line.
Port just.
Gold Coast, Geelong. I think Geelong will win. And I think they'll cover the 16.5 line.
Yeah, I think Gold Coast value at the line there.
If Cameron misses, Suns win. If he doesn't, Geelong win.
Melbourne, Sydney. I'm tipping Sydney. Melbourne's $1.74, Sydney $2.10.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at straight head-to-head betting, Sydney's the value bet of the round here at $2.10. They look rock solid. They play well at the G, play well in Melbourne. Melbourne have got no Gawn, of course, was a huge blow, and no Pickett. And they were the two match winners round one against the Dogs. It's the only game they've won.
Yep.
Pickett and Gawn were their best two players. They're out. Sydney will win.
Line's 4.5.
Does Buddy cause selection headaches? He doesn't. They don't seem to play as well when Buddy plays.
He has to come back in.
I think Sydney win, but
yep.
They're better without him, I think.
Yep.
Frio, West Coast. I'm going to be backing West Coast, especially at the line, 15.5. In these derbies, Frio just were... I mean, they should be bouncing back, but they were abysmal.
Yeah, I think Frio will beat West Coast comfortably.
I think West Coast wins that.
So it's a tricky round.
Mm. Yeah, it's tricky. It's tough with the footy, and it's tough with the certainties. A lot of the tipping comps, of course, have the certainty. So I pick Frio round one.
You made one. You didn't even make it through the first week
no,
of the certainties.
Pick Frio round one, but luckily my friends at the Harp Hotel informed me that the knockout doesn't start till this week, so I'm still alive.
Tell you what, our good friend Trent Langscales across everything. He just texted in and said that North Melbourne lost their first three games in 76 after winning the premiership the previous year.
How good's Trent Langscale?
He's a genius. Genius. Steve-O, you have a good one?
Will do. Off to the footy tonight.
Good luck tonight.
Should be...
SMS coming through. Mythos is an unbelievable drop.
Oh,
yes, Steve-O. Con from South Melbourne.
Here we go, Con.
Con would know.
It's a nice beer.
No, it is.
Greeks aren't known for their beer, but it's a nice beer.
Oh, yeah. So we'll have a slab on that.